Hey church, Tanner here. I hope these extra podcasts for the past 21 days have been so beneficial for you to focus your heart and mind on God every single day. We want to continue to help you do that throughout this entire year in a new podcast we're calling Gospel Fuel. Each week we'll have episodes helping you focus your desire for God. We hope you'll go subscribe to our new podcast, Gospel Fuel.
Welcome to the 21 Days of Prayer and Fasting podcast. Today is our next to last day in our journey. It's Friday, January 24th. It's day 20 of our 21 days of prayer and fasting. And I want to draw your attention to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. These opening verses, again, a very specific call to prayer. At least the third time Paul here specifically says he's praying about something. And so we want to pray in like manner today around this verse. It's 2 Thessalonians 3:1, in which he says, "Brothers and sisters, pray for us that the word of the Lord may spread rapidly and be honored, just as it was with you." And so can we pray to that end, that the word of the Lord may spread rapidly? I would remind you that when it landed in Thessalonica, of course, there were moments of conflict. It wasn't an easy landing for the word, but it was an effective landing of the word. And Paul here is asking that this continue to happen as he ministers and preaches and spreads the gospel. He's asking that the word of the Lord spread rapidly. I love the way there he doesn't seem content just for it to spread. He actually modifies it by saying he wants to see it spread in a fast fashion, rapidly, and be honored. And so there's two things happening here. He wants the word to spread in a quick way, but he wants it to spread in a way that people are responding to it in an honorable way by accepting it and hearing it and believing it. And so this is what happened in Thessalonica. He's praying that it will continue. And he says this in the end of verse 2. He says he's praying this because not all have faith. And there is an admittance here. There's a recognition that people need to hear the gospel. They need the Lord. There are people around us who have yet to believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And while many times people act very moral, and in some ways they act very quote-unquote Christianly, or we could even say civilly, all around us are people who have yet to believe in the name of Jesus Christ. And I think one of the common mistakes we make is to assume that because someone acts Christianly, then they may be a Christian. But the truth is, they may not have actually believed in Jesus. They might just think that it pays off to be good. Maybe they think their good works will earn them standing. They're more of a cultural Christian than a biblical Christian. And so let's be aware and compassionately cognizant that all around us are people who still do not have faith. And so let's be willing and quick to spread the word, to share the gospel, so that it can be honored. And this is one of the ways that we'll see God answer this prayer, through the ordained means of his people, his ambassadors, being courageously and compassionately and consistently willing to share the beautiful news of the gospel. So let's pray to this end this morning and today. Can we hear, just before we hit our final day tomorrow, let's pray today that the word of the Lord may spread rapidly and be honored. O gracious Heavenly Father, creator of all, maker of heaven and earth, and maker of every single human being, Lord, we pray that as we come in contact with people who still do not have faith, who have yet to believe, give us eyes to see the fields that are white in the harvest, and a heart to see folks come to Christ, so that more people are in your family. There are more disciples who then can make disciples. Lord, we pray that we would have courage to share the word, that it would spread rapidly and be honored. Lord, we are simply sowers. We don't make the seed grow. We don't cause the growth. We don't cause the multiplication. That is your Spirit who breathes upon your word and brings life to people, spiritual life. That new birth is empowered by you. What we do, Lord, is spread the seed as we sow the word. So give us a heart to be a sower, a waterer. And Lord, we pray that as we sow and as we water, you will give the increase. You will give the growth. We pray today as one body, as one faith family, as brothers and sisters. Oh God, give us hearts to share the word and sow the seed. And we pray that you will spread your word rapidly and see it honored. And these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen.